Welcome back to the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. Time for your questions, our answers. If you want to partake in that activity, you can send your questions on over via email, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, or if you'd like to put your fingers in your phone and give us a call, you can do that on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods, and that number, 1-800-927-SHOW, toll-free, coast-to-coast, 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
All right, let's go to the hotline. Mike from the Pittsburgh area, listening to us on WMBS 590 AM and FM 101.1, has a question about his tomatoes.
Hey, this is Mike calling from southwestern Pennsylvania. I just want to know if it's a good idea to put grass clippings around the base of my tomato plants. Now, I listen to you guys every Saturday morning on WMBS Uniontown. Thank you.
Okay, great. So with that being said, you can use grass clippings around those tomato plants. You can use...
However,
you want them to be dry, and then you want to make sure that they are not full of weed seeds, and then you also want to make sure that you haven't sprayed that grass or paid somebody to spray that grass with a persistent herbicide, which is typically a 2,4-D broadleaf spray herbicide, because that can then seep into your soil and kill your tomatoes.
All right, next question is, first of all, it's so nice to hear you back on the radio. I have, you helped me last year. I have two questions for you. I listened to you in the car, so I can't take notes. Well, that's good. Glad you don't try to do that. She listens to us on WAAM, 1600 AM and 92.7 FM out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. One is, I have a terrible amount of skunks tearing up my lungs. Supposedly there's no grubs to be found before July, and treatment is not recommended until then here in Ann Arbor. Any advice? That's question number one.
Sure. So skunks will tear up your yard looking for grubs. That's absolutely correct. You can use something called Grub Gone by Phylum Bioproducts, PHYLLOM Bioproducts, and then you can use code GARDENTALK10 to save 10% off your order, and that will help treat that grub larvae. But also you can use a solution. You'd have to look it up for castor oil and some soapy water, and when you spray that around, it really deters the skunks. Or you can also use motion sensor lights, which may or may not be favorable to you
or your neighbors,
but it is an option because skunks do scare a little bit easily.
All righty. And when they scare, they spray. Next, the second part of her question is, my grandmother's pinas. I'm lucky to have them, and I have a ton of ants on them. How do I get the ants off them before I can bring them in and create a bouquet with them? What advice do you have for me on that? Peonies.
So what you can do is you can harvest them early in the morning or at dusk where there might be some dew or moisture on them, and then you would just simply shake them, or you can flip them over, tap the end of the stem after you've harvested them, and usually the ants will shake off. If you are concerned about the ants beyond that, you can also shake them and then hang them somewhere outside for a little bit. Usually the ants will drop off because they're not able to really go anywhere. So those are two options for you.
Or if you really want to make a terrible mess, you put all the flowers down on the concrete and put some honey beside them, and all the ants are going to go to the honey or the sugar.
Yeah.
I know, that's terrible advice.
It's terrible advice.
Terrible. All right. Any tips on getting my corn to stand up after a windstorm?
Will you take that away, Joey?
There is some information in which the corn plant will actually kind of right itself up if it's not bent over too far. We see this happen many times in backyard gardens and agricultural fields where a windstorm will come in and lay the corn virtually flat on the ground. And at that point, it is irreversible. It's not going to happen. If it's only leaning over, let's say, a 45-degree angle, if in the backyard corn, sweet corn patch, yeah, it's going to kind of grow back vertical, straighten up, but it's not recommended for you to go in there and start pushing on the plant or tying the plant out, because you're going to break those roots and can damage the stem and the stalk of that plant. So if it's just slightly 45, it'll straighten back up to some degree. If it's flat on the ground, there's not a whole lot of hope for you, because you need, no matter what stage that corn is in, if it is past the tasseling and fertilization stage of the ear, then you might be able to get something out of it. But if it hasn't even tasseled yet, which is required for the ears to – the hairs on the ears that will pollinate the kernels and make all the ear corn, then there's not much hope for you, because you can't stack it back up. You can't bend it back up. So kind of answered it, kind of didn't.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.